The International Monetary Fund is ready to mobilize some $1 trillion in lending capacity to help countries fight the coronavirus pandemic. So says its managing director, Kristalina Georgieva, who says the IMF has about $50 billion in flexible and rapid disbursing emergency funds for developing nations, with as much as $10 billion available at zero interest rates. Giving a breakdown of the money at its disposal, Georgieva said the fund already has 40 ongoing loan arrangements with combined commitments of $200 billion that can quickly provide crisis financing. And there are also about 20 more countries interested in that kind of support. Barbados has already revealed that it is in discussions with the fund for some assistance. And other CARICOM countries are badly in need of such help as well. One of them is Trinidad and Tobago.
In Trinidad and Tobago, economists are not just fearful of the ravages of the coronavirus. They worry about the economic blow and the supply of vital goods.
The state will need to dip its hand deeper and spread its hand wider, perhaps drawing on the Heritage and Stabilization Fund in part. Also, it may need to borrow from both the private sector domestically and from the multilateral lending agencies abroad.
The International Monetary Fund has already allocated some $50 billion to assist countries during the global crisis. But recovery for a small island state like TNT, Dr. Hussein says, is not impossible but requires tight management. Scientific models suggest if left unabated, COVID-19 will hit its peak in 6 months.
We would have to use a stock of reserves to defend our food security at some point. Food, if imports and exports into the country are affected by the virus, certainly from an import perspective, we would have some issues because we import $800 million on average per year in food. That's a lot of food. And our employment in the agricultural sector and our output from the agricultural sector.
With agricultural output on a steady decline from year 2000, TNT's food stock would be sure to fall. And despite assurances of the respective ministers and the business sector, the International Food Policy Research Institute says food distribution channels are expected to face some disruption and transport interruptions. They say while it's too early to tell, a global recession will pose a major risk to food security.
I urge the Minister of Agriculture to urgently and immediately put in place mechanisms to increase domestic food production in a range of items that could complement the food imports.
In these unusual times, economist Dr. Hussein urges businesses to heed the call of the Prime Minister, as the prime motive is the preservation of life.
We have to work together to try to see how the pandemic leave could be granted, but at the same time, in a manner and form that does not exceptionally penalize businesses. Whether or not it's legal is another matter, but the legality aspects of these things have to be taken into consideration. That is an urgent and emergency situation which we need to manage.
He's calling on commercial banks and lending agencies to implement soft measures on those who would not be able to meet their mortgage or loan requirements due to the COVID-19 fallout.
But let us be under no illusions. The situation is bad. The outlook is grim from an economic perspective. And one has to focus on saving lives.
As an economist looking back today, it's with regret. He calls it pitiful that TNT, a country with $304 billion worth of energy revenue in 20 years, still ended up with a public debt of $105 billion. Urvashi Tiwari, Rupnarayan, TV6 News.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.